Jaina did not know how to react to the raw hatred in his voice, so she merely nodded and reached over to take his forearm.
"Okay, Dad. Kaidus must die. We have to hunt him down and kill him."
Jaina shifted her attention to Leia.
"Mom?"
Her mother's eyes grew distant and unreadable. Then she merely looked at the table and nodded.
"That's not Jason. And even if it was, I don't think we'd have any choice."
"Thank you," Luke said. "I've been wondering when someone else was going to come to the same conclusion. For some time now, it's been clear to me that our survival and civilization's well-being depends on ridding the galaxy of Darth Kaidus. I was worried that my judgment might be clouded by a desire for vengeance." Luke glanced in Jaina's direction, and a look of genuine relief came to his eyes. "So I wanted to hear someone else say it first." Jaina's heart sank. It was beginning to sound like Luke intended to go after Kaidus himself, and she could not decide whether to feel betrayed or confused.
"I'm going with you," Jaina said. "I mean, I'd like to help."
Luke surprised her with a sad smile.
"There's nothing I'd like better, Jaina, but I'm afraid that won't be possible."
"Do you mind if I ask why not? You're going to need support, and I've been preparing."
"I know you have," Luke said. "But I'm not going to need support because I can't kill Kaidus."
There was a short silence while everyone contemplated this startling statement. Then Saba Sebatine began to sis.
"Master Skywalker, you're always making jokes at such strange times."
"I don't think he's joking," Han said.
He turned toward Luke.
"Look, buddy, if this is about our feelings..."
"Han, it's not."
Luke met the gazes of both Jaina's parents, then said,
"To tell the truth, I've been looking forward to running him down."
"You've been looking forward to it a little too much?" Jaina asked. "Is that what you mean?"
"Exactly."
Luke's gaze slid away from the table.
"Every future that begins with me going after Kaidus ends in darkness. I know I'm the only one who can be sure of stopping him, but no matter how I envision it, it always leads to darkness."
"Because you want it too much," Kip said. "You said yourself that your judgment was clouded by vengefulness."
"It is not Master Skywalker's judgment that is clouded," Saba said. "It is him."
"What?"
Han demanded.
"He's not allowed to get mad when someone kills his wife?"
"This one does not think it is anger that clouds him. This one thinks it is what he did to Lumaya."
"I think the word you're looking for is taints, Master Sebatine," said Leia. "You're saying that killing Lumaya in vengeance tainted him with the dark side."
"Yes. This one fears that if you go after Kaidus, no matter how the hunt begins, it must end in vengeance. That is why you can see nothing but darkness down that path."
"And this one believes you're right," Luke replied.
"Thank you for your honesty, Master Sebatine. It's only one of the reasons I value your friendship."